今天圣门堂啊，我们 join 的哈，题目是《黑暗中的曙光》。
Today's sermon is Dawn in the Darkness.
现在呢，全球这个疫情还是在进行哈，有些啊人还是蛮担心啊，但是有些人也得过，也有些人啊。也挺放心，所以你去哪里都有人戴口罩，很多人都不戴啊，学校现在甚至都不戴了。
The pandemic has been here for a long time, and some of us have gotten it and some have not. Therefore, you can see that in places where you go and visit, some people still wearing masks, some people don't.
所以有时候戴口罩为了保护自己非常好。
So it's good if you want to be more protective of yourself and that you wear the mask.
有时候戴口罩是保护别人也很好。
And if you want to wear a mask to protect others, that's good as well.
所以人家问我说，我说你身体软弱，或者是你有担心去很聚集的地方，你就戴口罩，或者是你自己很健康，但是你有接触一些你觉得可能有传染力的，你为了别人的好处，你也戴口罩啊。
So if you ask me, I would say that if you are easily to be compromised, then you should wear masks. Or if you worried that you have contact, close contact to those who are infected and you want to be protected by others, then you should wear masks as well.
疫情将近都两年半了哈。
More than 2 years we have it.
其实除了疫情以外哈，这几年。我不知道大家还记不记得，没有多久的报告都是世纪级大的这种水灾啦、火灾啦，都是很可怕的，而且战争一直不断。
And in recent years, you might still remember that some of the flood that we have or the fires occurred in this world, they are almost the record of the century. And we also have a war that is still going on.
那更是枪支战的事件哈，美国一下这边，一下芝加哥，一下什么三藩市，一下美国各地都常常有。最近连日本的首相也被枪杀哈，就是一直都听到这些事情。
And frequent reports of gun incidents, here in Chicago, San Francisco, and now even in Japan.The former president was assassinated. Premier was assassinated.
所以我想，我说我们现在所处的时代是一个挺是黑暗中的时代，大概没有太夸张哈。
So I think if I say that this generation that we are in now is a dark generation, I probably won't be exaggerating.
在圣经中记载的四世纪也可以说是在一个挺黑暗的时代。
The book of Judges in the Bible also recorded a very dark age.
那路德记呢是在四世纪的一个算是它一个附录吧，也是在四世纪这个时代中所发生的一个故事哈，大概在基甸的四世纪。
The book of Ruth recorded, it was an appendix to the book of Judges. It recorded what happened at that point during the time of Gideon.
那四世纪呢所记载是记载了以色列民那种惨痛的历史，既黑暗也很腐臭哈。
The book of Judges tells Israel's harrowing history. It's dark and rotten.
但是路德记的记载呢却是一段极佳美的故事，它明亮而且芬芳。
But the book of Ruth records a beautiful story, bright and fragrant.
那这个故事像是黑夜里的一道曙光，带来希望，温暖人心。
This story is like a light in the dark night, bringing hope and warming up hearts.
路德记的故事内容是一个外邦人，就是一个摩亚的女子哈，借着联谊与神的选民连结，而成为后世有份于神的产业。
The story of Ruth is about a Gentile, a Moabite woman. By joining God's chosen people, became an heir and shared God's inheritance.
那这乃是一个完整的实例哈啊，说明外邦的罪人借着基督的救赎而与基督连结，与神的选民以色列同被带进神的国度，得享神是今生永世的福。
And this is a complete example of how the sinners of the Gentiles through Christ's redemption are connected to Christ and brought into the kingdom of God together with God's chosen people, the Israelites, so that she can enjoy God's blessings in her life as well as in eternity.
那今天我们就要从路德记给我们的启示来看，在黑暗的世代中如何看见这位赐恩的神。
So today we're going to look at the revelations given to us in the book of Ruth to see how the God of grace in the age of darkness.
我们来念一下哈，这个路德记的第一章的前五节。好，当士师鼎盛的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地区居住，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子名叫拿奥米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒以法他人，他们到了摩亚地就住在那里。
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, and his wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there.
后来拿阿米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子，这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔拔，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基连两人也死了，剩下拿阿米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sonsThey married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.
我们先来讲，刚刚讲的在士师记这个时代，因为他们偏离神，他们遭受神的惩罚管教。所以整个的反反复复，他们又求告神，神又赐他们士师。那在这时候就是遇到了饥荒。
In the time of judges, the Israelites deviate from the way of God. They flipped around. And then at this point, there was a famine.
那当然了，碰到了饥荒，人为了存活，他们会去找他们的不同的人，找不同的方式。那这家人其实蛮有本事的，他们就整理了家产各方面，他们就全家移民了，移民到这个摩亚地。
So everyone at that point was looking for a place to have a better living condition, and this family they emigrated to the land of Moab.
我们先看看他们的这些地名跟人名哈，我特别的也蛮有意思的。这个丈夫呢，他的名字叫以利米勒，就是说神是王，就意思是说神是我的王哈，在不但是神，而且是我生命中的王。
The husband's name is Elimelech, and it means my God is king.
那老米呢？是甜美的意思，也是喜我很快乐，我喜悦，我甜美。
And his wife's name is Naomi, meaning pleasant.
那你知道犹大是称颂赞美的意思哈。
And Judah means praise.
那伯利恒呢其实是面包屋是谷仓的意思哈。
Bethlehem means a house of food.
那以法他呢本来其实是是伯利恒的旧名字以法他代表丰盛的意思。
Ephrata, it means fruitful.
也就是神在应许之地这些人本来是存心敬畏神的自己的名字说神是我的王那里欢欢喜喜在神面前生活呢是又快乐又甜美然后住的地方呢 是犹大这个赞美地呢然后住在谷仓丰富 的地方是这样子的一个本来是这样一个背景
So you can see the context was that they have names that are praising the Lord, and their names means a very happy, pleasant life. And they also live in a place that praise the Lord, and they also live in a town that has a name means house of food.
那摩亚是什么？摩亚人是吗？摩亚人神不喜欢的吗？因为以色列民从埃及地出来的时候啊，那摩亚人有机会可以帮助他们，给他们水啊、食物帮忙，他们不肯。而且更糟的是，他们还去请了一个先知叫巴兰先知啊，去咒诅他们。
What about the land of Moab or the people Moabites? God was not pleased with them because when the Israelites came out of Egypt.The Moabites, they did not help them. They did not bring food or water to help them. And in addition, they also hired a prophet, Balaam, to curse them.
那后来神没有让这个先生这个巴兰咒诅哈，只是给他们祝福。但是呢，巴兰竟用了技巧，用摩亚人的女子去诱惑这些以色列的男人。然后跟他们成婚，要他们去拜偶像，所以神的惩罚就降到以色列民，但是神就很不喜欢这摩亚人啊。
Even though God prevented Balaam's curse from succeeding, Balaam nonetheless devised a scheme to have the Moabite women tempt the Israelites, so that the Israelites would sin and deviate from God.
所以呢，神就叫摩西立法，说不要跟这些人来往啊，更不要跟他们通婚的啊。
Therefore, God instructed Moses to make a law that would not allow the Israelites to marry the Moabites.
那当然，我们知道饥荒了嘛，人为了生存，他们就没有管这个神的律法啦，就跑到这个摩亚地去暂时居住嘛。
But that was a time of famine, so they
They did not, they ignored the law and went to Moab, and they stayed there for a few years. 这个丈夫也死了，两个儿子也死了，啊，就是一开始故事的前言。
So they went to the land of Moab, but they didn't just stay there temporarily. They settled down for 10 years, and after a while, the story is that the dad died, and then so were the two sons.
我们等一下再来讲我们对这样子的一个回应哈，就说在这个黑暗中，到底我们当怎么行？到底什么样的错误我们要避免
？So we will talk about how we should act in darkness and what kind of mistakes we should avoid. We'll talk about that later.
我们继续来看这个故事呢，就是第二段我们讲到曙光的前兆。
Now let's continue on with the story, the foreshadowing of the dawn.
路德记第一章的第六节，他就与两个儿妇起身， 要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食他们。于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
So from verse 6, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah.
Naomi 对两个儿妇说，你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样，愿耶和华使你们各在心腹家中得平安。
Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and me. May the Lord grant each of you will find rest in the home of another husband.
所以我们在前面看到，就是说这家人其实蛮可怜的，他们逃饥荒跑到了摩亚地，但是安定下来以后，他们没有想到饥荒完了或者是就立刻回去，他们在那边就安定下来了，结果还给两个儿子娶了老婆成了家。
So from the story we can see that the family had challenges. They moved to the land of Moab.But they didn't just stay there temporarily. They settled down, and not only so, they also had their both two sons married to the Moabite women.
结果呢，这个很不幸的，圣经没有记载他们怎么过世的。这丈夫先死了，然后两个儿子也死了。结果这个拿俄米很可怜啊，这个死了丈夫，寡妇又死了儿子。真的是非常可怜的光景。
Unfortunately, both Naomi's her husband died first, and both of the two sons passed away after that. So Naomi was in a very challenging situation.
但这时候呢，她面临着极其大生活的挑战的时候呢，她听到神其实在她的故乡。眷顾的以色列的民，所以他就想到要回去了。
At this point, she heard, the Lord had come to the aid of His people by providing food for them in the land of Judah, and she decided to go back.
所以在第一点，我们看到，在不好的环境里面，但是神的恩典，当人思想到看到神的恩典的时候，他就要做些选择。我们就看到拿俄米做了一个对的选择，他要带着两个儿妇一起回到神所祝福之地。
So you can see that even if when people are in challenging situations, they can still hear God's grace. And when they hear God's grace, they will make choices. And here, Naomi made the right choice. She wanted to go back.
我们继续看，他们要回到这个犹大地，就是神所祝福的地方哈。我们再看到第九节的后半这边，于是拿俄米与他们就为跟着两个儿妇哈亲嘴，他们就放声而哭说：“不然，我必与你一同回去本国。”拿俄米说：“我女儿啊，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生。”只做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。既或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他长大呢？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们啊，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, We will go back with you to your people. But Naomi said, Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then give birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me.
所以在这里，在拿俄米的心中呢，她的丈夫过世，她的儿子过世，她都觉得啊，是神惩罚了她。但是她极其爱这两个儿妇，所以她是想回到犹大地去，回到神的眷顾、神的祝福之下。但是呢，她又看这两个外邦女子可能回去不适合哈，而且呢，刚刚我们念的那段就是她劝他们留下来，因为在当时的文化如果儿子死了这个媳妇可以跟她的弟弟或者她的就是家里的兄弟结婚，那可是拿俄米说我现在都没小孩啊，所以刚刚那段就是这样的叙述。
So Naomi here told her daughter-in-law that God's hand turned against her. Her decision was to return to the land of Judah, but she would want her daughters-in-law to remain in the land of Moab becausethey were Gentiles, and she didn't think that they would fit, it would be fitting for them to go with her, especially given the custom back then, where they lost their husbands, and they have other options, which is to marry other sons in Naomi's home. But at this point, Naomi wouldn't be able to have other sons, so she wouldn't want the daughters-in-law to be with her.
So, we're going to...这个婆婆跟媳妇之间的对话里面，我们可以看到爱的存在。
So you can see that between the mother-in-law and the daughters-in-law, there are love.
就婆婆知道自己要回去是为了自己的好，但是她在爱里面又觉得对这两个儿媳妇不见得好，所以劝他们留下来。
Naomi knows that going back home is good for her, but she didn't consider that decision would be good for her daughters-in-law, so she advised them to stay.
Yeah. 第一章14节到18节这样说的，两个儿妇又放声而哭，厄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得Naomi。拿俄米说，看啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往哪里去，你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死我也在哪里死，你葬在哪里除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降福于我。然后你见路德必要跟随自己去，就不再劝他。
From verse 14 it says, At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you.Or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
当我们看到路德所叙述这段话的时候，我想没有人不被他的话所感动。
And when we see what Ruth was saying, I think we're all touched by her words.
从这段话里面，我们也更可以了解拿俄米是个极其贤惠、敬畏神、有爱心的婆婆。
And from this scripture, we can also see that Naomi is a good mother-in-law.revering with reverence to the Lord.
路德不仅是表达出他对这个婆婆回应的爱，爱着婆婆， 而且在信心上，这婆婆所信的神，她也紧紧的抓住。
Not only Ruth, loved Naomi, she also had the same faith, to the God that Naomi had faith to.
这其实，我常常想到这个的时候，我会想到，在主你的家人，在主你的弟兄姊妹，有时候我们真的比外人的那种亲密关系更深一层。
Therefore, it tells me that if the families or friends are all in Christ, then our relationship with them are deeper.
这是身心灵里面的相爱相结合。
Because we love each other in all aspects of our lives.
讲到这个曙光的前兆之后，我们就来看这个曙光的出现了哈。
And now we can take a look at the beginning of the dawn.
我们继续 来看啊，19节到22节 这一章的结尾哈。19节，于是两人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合成的人就都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿欧米吗？拿欧米对他们说，不要叫我拿欧米，叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来，耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦，既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿欧米呢？拿欧米和他儿妇摩亚女子路德从摩亚地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Verse 19 says, So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women exclaimed, Can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So Naomi returned from Moab accompanied by Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
在这里，我想曙光的出现是在于人知道神仍然掌王、作王、掌权。
I want to say that the beginning of the dawn starts with the knowledge that God is still in control.
我们在黑暗时代的时候，看到很多不好的事情，很多灾难，很多人的污秽险恶。
In the age of darkness, we see many bad things. We see disasters, and we see evil actions from human beings.
或者我们看到自己面临的挑战，自己的难处无法得到解决。
And we also see the challenges that we're facing that we have no solutions for.
刚刚在前兆里面，我们所看到的是神有恩典，人做适当的选择，然后呢有爱的彰显，那是曙光的先兆。
In the foreshadowing of the dawn, we can see God's grace, and we can see the choices that we can make, and we also can see the demonstration of love.
但当曙光真的照来的开始，是在于每一个人自己看到神仍然作王。
But when the light started to shine upon us, what we can see is that God is still in control.
神是真实的，神是全能的，神仍然掌管一切。
God is real, He is almighty, and He is in control of everything.
拿俄米所遇到的这样的灾难，整个大环境到于自己的家庭，不见得是拿俄米的罪吧。
Whatever that Naomi was facing, the challenges, it is not necessarily her fault.
如果要说错，也可能应该说是她的丈夫的错，在那个文化时代，丈夫做了所有的选择与决定。
If we had to attribute the issue, it probably more of her husband's mistake because he made all the choices.
当爸爸过世以后，这两个儿子作为一家的做主，他们也没有想到应该回到神的应许之地，而仍然的居住在摩亚地。
And even after her husband died, the two sons became the heads of the family. They did not make a decision to go back to land of Judah. They stayed in the land of Moab.
但是我常常讲，我们不要因为人家的灾难而认为人家就是罪恶的的根源，所以遭罚。我们不可以这样论断人的。
But we should refrain from making that judgment that it is their fault and that's why they get the punishment. That's not our job.
的例子就是，那约瑟是他的罪吗？他被卖到埃及去，哇，还好多次很可怜，做得好好的又被下到监牢里面去 ，right?
I give you an example. Do you think that it was Joseph's mistake that he was sold into slavery in Egypt? And is it his fault that he was in prison? Even he did a good job in the house of the king.
我想重点不是在我们去说谁罪有应得，重点其实是在于自己，这样拿你自己的身上，他看到神的真实。
I think the important thing is not to see who deserves the punishment because of the wrong things he did before. The importance is to see how Naomi made her choices.
我们刚刚看到，他们回到了粮仓伯利恒丰富之地。人家就说哦，拿奥米啊，说不要再叫我拿奥米，就是他是甜美喜悦啊，他叫我马拉好了，就是苦的意思啊，不要再叫我甜，我苦得很，我遭受神的惩罚啊，神重重的击打了我。
You can see here that even after they went back to the house of bread, Bethlehem.And people greeted them. Naomi told them, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, because God had afflicted me."
他在这边叙述自己的遭难，他没有在埋怨神，他只是认为他的灾难是出于神的管教。
He explained to people her experiences. She didn't complain of God. But she knew that all these came from God.
我有时候也讲哈，也对自己讲，如果不小心犯错，赶紧认罪悔改，哪怕挨打也要回家。
So we should know that even though that we made mistakes, we should still go home, knowing that there will be some sort of punishment or even a beating there waiting for us.
我想浪子回头的故事也再次的提醒我们。施恩的神永远在那里。
The story of the prodigal son, that gives us the example. It tells us that the graceful God is there.
当我们回转投靠神的时候，就是神的恩典要临到我们，曙光就开始彰显。
When we decide to return to God, that's the point when the light starts to shine.
最后一节很有意思的哈，我们呢，他说到拿奥米跟这个摩亚女子路德回到从摩亚地回到伯利恒的时候，正是什么？正是动手割大麦的时候。
Verse 22 it says, so Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
收割大麦是一年的收成的一开始，大麦是最早熟最早开始，大概隔30天以后才要收小麦，然后才收其他的。所以呢，收大麦的意思是说开始收成了，开始蒙福了，开始领受神的恩惠了。
Harvesting of barley is the beginning of the whole harvest season of the year. Usually 30 days later is the time to harvest the wheat. Therefore, harvesting barley means we are starting to receive blessings from God.
在这个时间的开始，不管你是有钱人没有钱人，都是欢喜快乐。
So during this time, both the poor and the rich are happy.
因为在神所定的规矩下面，穷人可以跟着这个收割的工人后面捡他们掉下来的收成的掉下来的东西。
Because God had made it into law that the poor could follow the harvesters to pick up what fell.
而且有规定呢，那个田园里呢，角落他们不可以去收割的，是要让这个穷人去收割那些角落的地方的收获。
And there were also laws, telling the harvesters, not to harvest the corners of the field, and to leave those places for the poor to glean.
这代表着神的恩惠丰丰富富的要临到所有的人。
It represents that God's grace comes to all people.
那我们现在来看我们。看了这段感人而且非常欢喜的一个故事的前段哈，我们有什么回应呢
？So we saw the story. How should we respond in a situation like that?
我想首先我们应该想到那个在黑暗中不要忘记神与他的诫命哦，要不然我们可能会与神越来越远嘛。你本来的饥荒，逃避饥荒也就罢了，结果就定居在那里，然后又去了，根本就把神就忘记了，对不对
？The first thing comes to mind is that, in darkness, don't forget God and His commandments. In this story, it was enough to escape the famine, but to settle down and build families for the sons.That's a lot that they have done.
所以我再重复，我们应该得到一个提醒，就是不要因为在黑暗的世代中面临的困难与挑战而远离神哦，而忘记神呢，而是包括神所喜悦的事我们也不做了，神所不喜悦的事我们甚至去做了。
So again, a reminder for all of us.We should be careful not to turn away from God and forget God and His commandments because of the difficulties and challenges we face in our lives. For example, we stop doing what is pleasing to God and we start to do things that are not pleasing to God.
我就讲一个非常现实实际的现在各教会所面临的状况啊。
And I can give you an example of what popular observation among the churches today.
因为疫情的关系，严重时候大家小心防疫，我们都怎么样？都在家网上聚会了，对不对？我们在网上暂时的好方法，我们仍然借着高科技，我们不停止聚会，我们在家庭中，我们都在网上敬拜。
When the virus was serious.We were staying home and worship online, and that was a temporary solution, a very good solution.
慢慢的，大家网上敬拜把视频关掉以后，越来越不专心了，唱诗也不跟着唱，听到呢也走去逛逛这里逛逛那里了。
The people started to lose focus when they were worshiping online.
然后慢慢养成不参加聚会的习惯。
And they started to have the habit of not attending gatherings or church worship.
是不是与神越来越远了？
Can you see that they're moving further and further away from God?
是不是也越来越不去想什么东西是神所喜悦的，什么不是是神所不喜悦的呢？
And they think less and less about what's pleasing to God.
我只是拿这个非常实际的例子，在生命里面有很多的层面都值得我们去思考。
This is just one example. There are many aspects in our lives that rewards our thinking.
我们有没有在这段啊第一章里面路德店就学到一些榜样呢？
Can we learn from some good examples here, though?
刚刚讲的境界我们要避免了，来，那榜样是什么呢？
What are some of the good examples here?
哪有你有好榜样哈？
We can follow the example of Naomi.
她听到神的恩典眷顾神的百姓，她思想到她仍然坚信的，不管是在历尽顺境的时候，她都知道神是仍然掌管的神，拥有主权的神，那全能的神。
She heard about God's grace, and so she knows that whether in good situations or bad situations,God is the real God, and He is in control of everything.
这不是我乱推测啊，要不然的话，路德不会讲出那段话来了。
This is not just a guess, because if this was just a guess, then Ruth wouldn't be saying what she said to Naomi.
然后我们从路德，我们当然也学到了很好的。的榜样，就是当他在拿奥米身上看到神是真实的神，不管在历尽或者是做了决定，他当然看到很多的历尽，因为丈夫死了，儿子死了，他看到这个他所敬爱的婆婆也从来没有不敬畏他的神，所以他才说你的神就是我的神啊。
We can also learn from Ruth.Ruth knows that the God is a true God through her mother-in-law Naomi, because they've been through so much, and she didn't see that her mother-in-law lose faith in her God.
而且从路德的那段话里面，我们看到她信这位真神，她爱这个婆婆 ，right？这个爱是如此的深，甚至愿意去完全 不知道的地方，甚至他也知道那个地方是不喜欢他是摩亚人啊，他完全的摆上，完全的这种爱与献身，真的是很感人哈。
And we can also see that Ruth has deep love for Naomi's God as well as for Naomi.And the love for Naomi was so deep that she was willing to accompany her to a land that may not welcome her.
这其实不只是爱，常常我们感受到是爱，其实我更希望大家感受他的信心的坚定。在加拉太书五章六节这边说，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼，不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心。才有功效，仁爱就是爱心，活出爱心的那个，因着信活出爱，那才是真正的信，那才是最有果效的信。
So here I want you to see not just the love that Ruth had, the love that she had comes from her solid faith in Naomi's God. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 it tells us, for in Christ Jesus.Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
所以我也常讲，我们不要随便批评人家这个假虔诚或者是什么外表虔诚。我们最主要我们要验察自己，真正敬畏神的人是最彰显对人的爱的人。爱神爱人的人，他才真正的彰显了他的信心。
So we can always use this to examine ourselves. The person who has the strongest faith they always display the deepest love. And only through the faith that they have for God can they love people, love God.
所以我们在这段经文里，我们要选择我们来信靠神，我们要回到神的、祝福之下，像拿奥米，像路德，因着信心，哪怕再大的挑战，他也要献身来跟随。我们最后我还希望强调的一点就是，你要看到神的祝福在你的生活之中，你要喜乐的来度日。我们都看到在黑暗的时代许许多多的不好，甚至自己所面临的个人家庭的挑战，但是曙光的彰显在于你尊主为大，在于你看到神的祝福在你的生命生活之中。
The last point I want to emphasize is that we must be able to see God's grace in faith and be able to be ready to receive His blessings. In dark ages, we always see bad things and we always see a lot of challenges. But through all this, especially when we see the beginning of the light, we should be able to look for God's grace.
我常常讲，常常讲，因为这太重要哈，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事献为，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
I always tell you that we should we should rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything, because this is God's will for us in Jesus Christ.
我用这提醒自己，也提醒一切我所爱的人。
I use this to remind myself as well as those I love.
一方面是要大家能够感受到神是多么的爱我们。我常讲嘛，你爱一个人，你就希望他高高兴兴的过日子。神第一件要我们的就是让我们高高兴兴的过日子。你看神是多么的爱我们。
On the one hand, I want you to feel how much God loves us. Because when you love someone, you always want that person to live happily.
另一方面，我提醒那就是不怕环境多么的不好，我们其实人人能够在信心中看到神的同在，看到神的作为，而能喜乐中的感恩。就像拿奥米，他有可以看到有路德的同伴同随同，也是看到正是动手割大麦收成的时候。
And on the other hand, I want to remind you.That even if the circumstances may be bad, we can still see God's presence and His actions in our faith and be grateful in joy. Just like Naomi, she saw that she had the company of Ruth. She also saw that it was the time to harvest the barley.
我真的好希望我们的教会，我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在每天的日子里面，我们都欢喜快乐。我们不但自己要欢喜快乐，在生活中看到神的同在与祝福，我们甚至靠圣灵的帮助，我们帮助我们周遭的人也看到神的恩典，也看到神的祝福。
How much I hope that everyone in our church can live every day with joy, and not that we live our own lives in joy, but that we're able to help others to live in joy, to be able to see God's blessings.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的神，我们感谢你。
Loving Lord, we thank you.
让我们又来重新来看这个路德记。
When we reread the book of Ruth.
主啊，你真是丰盛的恩典在这短短的故事中向我们彰显。
May we see the revelations of your abundant blessings.
主啊。愿我们真是被圣灵启示明白，而且更是在圣灵的帮助下拥有智慧，能够有爱心来面对每一天的生活。
Lord, may we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. May it help us to have the wisdom and the faith to face our daily lives.
愿在这世人看来黑暗的世代呢，我们都能够看到曙光，你的彰显。主啊，愿你那个光不仅是真理的光，你的光带来明亮 丰丰富富的恩惠临到我们的身上。
In this dark age, may we see the light of dawn, and may we not only see how bright it is in our lives, but also that through the light of dawn we can see your blessings, that we are ready to receive the abundance of your blessings upon us.
愿这真光不但驱除了罪恶黑暗，愿这真光也驱除了你儿女心中的忧愁隐瞒烦恼。
May the light get rid of the darkness, and not only so, but also get rid of our worries, our concerns, and our troubles.
愿我们靠着神的爱的充满，愿我们靠着你光明的明亮，让我们活出灿烂的生活，成为周遭的人的帮助与祝福。
May we rely on this light, may we rely on your love, so that we can live out the beautiful light in us and we can become a blessing to people around us.
感谢赞美主，祈求祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Give you our thanks and praises in Jesus' name we pray.